Attack, attack. Chapter 8. The supreme art of war is to subdue the enemy without fighting. Sun Tzu. Trump. Hillary is weak on immigration. If you listen to Hillary, she is so weak on immigration. We will have a crime wave like you've never seen before. Reporter. Immigration is down. Why is this such a big topic for you now? Trump. Immigration is a very big topic. Take a look at all the crime that is being committed. Reporter. The research says that crime does not match what you are saying. Trump. It depends on whose research. Reporter. The Pew research that says... Trump. Don't be naive. You're a very naive person. As the reporter stammered, Donald taunted. Try getting it out. Try getting it out. I don't know if you're going to put this on television, but you don't even know what you are talking about. Try getting it out. Wow, huh? And before we move on, I want to point out some of the devices in here. Look at how we started. This point repetition will keep coming back to. Hillary is weak on immigration. In the next sentence, she is so weak on immigration. And then notice the power of his frame here, where the reporter was asserting what could be valid frames. He didn't care. He just slammed her frames out of the way. And he did it aggressively, didn't he? And then he finished her off. After the reporter blurted out some facts, Trump disagreed and made his case. Number one, I disagree with it. Number two, whether it's true or not, I'm talking about illegal immigrants, a causing tremendous crime. Tremendous crime. And nobody wants to talk about it. And now Fox is talking about it bigly. The best defense is a great offense. And Trump well offends most people who take him on. Facts on your side means little when you're up against Donald. He'll quite happily beat you down with your facts and then beat you again with his own facts. You see what we're talking about here, by the way? Frame control. This is Donald asserting his dominant frame. And then no matter what position someone else asserts, he just beats that frame out of the way. Now, this isn't his style all the time. It's just one of the ways that he destroys other people's frames and asserts his. An attack from Donald is hard to defend against, as he is combative when he chooses and a covert warrior at other times. When Wolf Blitzer asked him, "Give me one positive thing about President Obama," Donald paused a long while before replying, "It's very hard. That's the only really tough question you've asked me this morning." Direct or subtle, attack is part of Donald's winning playbook. Win-win. Hillary will never take us to the promised land. Hillary will be disastrous as a president. Jeb will be very poor as a president. No energy. Many political pundits have observed Trump's willingness to insult and they keep asking, why is it working so well? Isn't it obvious? Because humans like a good fight, and Donald is masterful at winning them. As he said in an interview in the 80s, "I believe in trashing your enemies and really being loyal to your friends." For a long time, Donald has used this tactic, and he's masterfully using it again in his campaign. Wary of a counterattack, other candidates are mostly unwilling to attack Donald, and waging war on his rivals, for him, is a win-win. For instance, when Trump attacked Carly Fiorina by saying, "Carly did a terrible job of running Hewlett-Packard," he appears to be speaking his mind, all the while destroying her in the process. Sparking controversy keeps Donald in the spotlight, and the onus is on Carly to defend her record, which Trump would never do. If she comes up with the goods, she sounds defensive, and if she doesn't, well, he's proven right, isn't he? For Donald, insulting rivals is a win-win, particularly because he happens to be exceptionally good at it. Low energy, Jeb. With Jeb's attitude, we will never be great again. That I can tell you.